We're up to the laws of prayer, and we're up to chapter 107, Kuf Zayin. And this we're going to talk about Hamesupik im Hispalel, a person who isn't sure whether he prayed or not, or Vidin Tfilas Nedova, and also the law for a voluntary prayer. Uboy Hei Sifim, there's five Sifim. We'll see. We have the three prayers that we have established, but there's also a possibility for a prayer as a volunteer and additional prayers, as we will mention. Subsection 1, Aleph. Im hu mesupek mispalel im yudches im lav. If a person is in doubt whether he davened the Amida or not, he's not sure, tzorich lachzir ul hispalel. So he needs to go and daven again. But he has to make a condition. And his condition is like this. Im lo hispalalti, if I had not yet davened, tehei l'chayvasi, let this be for my obligation. But v'im hispalalti, if I already did daven, tehei l'nidvasi, then this will be my gift. Because one can daven for a gift. Now this is unusual because in most cases, whenever there's a rabbinic ordinance, when there's a rule from the rabbis, if you're not sure, we don't require you to do it again. So he says like this, even though that every time we have a doubt, if it's from the rabbis, then the ruling is lahokil, we're lenient, we don't have to do it again. But over here they did require you to go back and daven again, even though it's a rabbinic origin, because there is a rule that it will be halavai, meaning we would be nice, we hope that a person will daven all day. Davening is not a bad thing, davening is a good thing, to always daven. So in a case, normally, if you're not sure about something, you don't have to do it. But when it comes to davening, we say, halavai, that a person shall daven all day. Hello? She'im bori loy she'ispal kvar. But in a case where a person knows for sure that he already davened, the choizerum ispal b'toydus nedove, then if you go ahead and you daven again as a gift, under normal circumstances where you know you davened, but you're davening a second time, as a nedava, that's it, as a gift. Tzorich lechadish ezedover b'tfilosi. The person is required to come up with something new in his prayer. Can't just pray the exact same thing that you prayed before. It almost seems redundant. It almost seems like mocking. It seems like because you're just saying the same words again. So normally, if you would pray it as a gift, you would have to come up with something new in your prayer. Say, add something to the prayer. Say something different in the prayer. Kidei leodia shehu nedava. So actually that would be telling us that this is a gift. How would we distinguish that? And why is that important for us? The Rebbe says, so he should not be taken as one who is offering two Tamidim, and then he would be violating not to add, Baal Toysef, which our previous have. In the time of the temple, in the morning you brought one sheep, and we're not allowed to bring a second one, another sheep if you wanted to, as a gift, because that would be, as a tamid, because that would be violating the command, don't add to the mitzvah of the Torah, because you'd be adding to the mitzvah of the Torah. The Torah doesn't allow you to add to the mitzvah of the Torah. So, but in this guy who is davening, shetfilos chayva even makom elas tamid. So the tefillah of the mandatory corresponds, is in the place of this constant oila, this burnt offering that was brought every morning. So to pray once and once again would almost appear like bringing two korbanos tamid, which would then be violating the prohibition against adding to the Torah. So, utfilas nedava, he bimakim oilas nedava. But a volunteer prayer corresponds to a volunteer korban. One could bring additional animals on the mizbeach as a gift that each individual can do. That would not be the korban tzibur. It wouldn't be the community korban. It would be an individual korban. One can bring an animal as a gift offering as an ola on the mizbeach. So it's okay for you to do the ola, but we want to make sure that you distinguish it. That would apply when you know for sure you davened. Avalim is supek im ispalim la, but when you're not sure whether you prayed or not, ain't tzarich luchadish shum dover b'tfilosei habeis. You don't need to come up with anything new in your second prayer. Shekshechoyzer mispalil ala asofik, because when you are going back and you're praying because of your doubt, ain lecha chidush god mezeh. There is no bigger novelty than that alone. That alone for you to daven a second time because you're not sure if you daven, in of itself is a novelty, because I guess normally you would not do that. So here you're doing it because you're unsure. That's already sufficient. So you don't have to come up with anything new. So basically what he's saying to you is, anytime you have to daven again because you're not sure, no problem. You don't have to come up with it. You can just daven again, because that in of itself is a novelty. And therefore, go ahead and daven again without coming up with anything new. He says, but if a person wants to come up with something new, then you can daven as many times as you want. Every time you do it, you can do. Chutz mitfilas musaf, with the exception of the musaf prayer. So shachris, if you want to daven many times with, or mincha, whatever you could, but musaf, no. She'em ispal noisa b'nedova, because you can't bring it as a gift, the musaf. Afilo musaf rosh chodesh. Even a musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which comes around every month, you can't do it extra. Kivan Shoimer, since we say umusafim kihil chasam, on Rosh Chodesh, on every time when you daven in the musaf, you say that at that time you would bring the korban and the musaf as their law. Vamusafim Einam krevim ela mishel tzibur. The only korban musaf you can bring is a community korban. There's no individual korban musaf. Musaf is only as a community. Shacharis, the ola, can come either as a korban tzibur, but it can also come as a yachid, as an individual. But a musaf cannot come only community. Ve'ena yachol, yachol is not as oisam. And a individual cannot give it as a gift. So there's no gift of a musaf. So they can't daven any musaf more than once. And he gives you a further rule. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we can't daven a nedav at all. We can't do a voluntary prayer. Why? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't offer no gifts or vows. Those are individual kabbonis. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos for sure not, and even Yom Tov, there's a machloek in Shabbos Hillel, but he says here, you don't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't bring voluntary, because you can't desecrate the Shabbos, you can't desecrate the Yom Tov by doing all the process, you don't do it. So Musaf would be, so when the only Musaf really would be talking about would be Rosh Chodesh, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov you can't do anyway, even Shachris or whatever, you can't do any Nedava. But there's no Musaf over there, yeah, then you could. Yeah, but you could, but there's no musaf in the minor fast days. There's just shachris and mincham. Subsection 2, beis. If a person starts to pray thinking that he's obligated to pray, you thought you hadn't prayed yet, then in the middle of your prayer, you remember you already davened. It does happen sometime, like if you daven, let's say, especially if you daven a mincha early somewhere, and then you come back to the shul, you daven the minyan, you forget already. So you forgot that you already davened mincha before. So, no, v'niska b'techa tefillah, but in the middle of your davening, you remember shekvar hispalo, that you already davened. So tzorich lifsek afilu b'emtza brocha. Then you need to stop even in the middle of a blessing. You must stop right there. If you davened already, stop right there. Even if you can come up with something new, eina yachol l'goyim l'shem nedova. You cannot complete it as a gift because you already started as an obligation, so you can't change it around in the middle. It's impossible to bring a sacrifice which would be half mandatory and half a gift. Siv Gimel, subsection 3. Chidush ze shamarnu, this novelty that we said, hu sheyichadish eize dover b'chol brocha min ha'emtzois. You must come up with something new in each one of the middle blessings. Me'ein HaBrachas, which would be within the subject of those blessings. You have to say something in each one of the middle blessings, which means we have the three in the beginning and three in the middle, then you got the 13 in between, right? So in those 13 blessings, Be'im Chidesh Afilu Bracha Achas, and even if in one bracha you came up with something new, Daye, that would be sufficient. So I guess, L'chatchila, to begin with, you should do in each bracha, but if you came up with one bracha, that's sufficient. In order to let known that this is a gift and it's not a mandatory. Subsection Dalet. Ein tzibur mispalim tefilas l'ndova. You cannot do a voluntary prayer as a shliach tzibur. The chazan, the leader, cannot do a second out amida, like out loud, a second time as a gift. Because a community cannot bring a voluntary. A voluntary comes from an individual. The only time that a community can bring a voluntary gift would be for the idleness of the Mizbech. Sometimes they wanted to keep the entire Mizbech always burning korbanos, so sometimes they would bring extra animals as a gift just so that it's busy, that it's burning. But that's an uncommon thing. It's always busy. That is a possibility. So one should not pray the Amida, the 18, the Amida corresponding to that Kaitz HaMizbech, because it's not common. But an individual can pray his volunteer gift, even though he's with the minion. That's okay, he can do his own thing. The chazan cannot do it out loud for everybody else, but the individual could. And finally, Sifhei, one who wishes to pray this voluntary prayer, needs to know himself, recognize himself, zoriz v'zohir. You need to be that you are diligent and you are careful. I mean, that you're a religious man. You got to know yourself that you are a religious man. And then you have to estimate in your mind that you will be able to have your mind directed from the beginning and the end. That's what's necessary for an extra prayer. But a person who cannot direct his mind well, on the Kodim boy, then we would apply to him the verse that a God would say, Loma li reiv zivchechem. Why do I need all your multiple offerings, God says? Which means, if you're not praying, you're not doing it with kavana. So why do extra? We say to him, we hope that you can actually have proper concentration for the three prayers that you have to daven. Why are you davening more davenings? Why are you doing more? That's not positive. So in order for a person to do the tefillas nedava, the prayer, he must feel that he's a person that can do the right kavana. But without the right kavana, what's the point? Do what you have to do. Do that properly. Halavai, you should do that properly. But that only applies, though, if you just want to do it extra because you want to do a nedava. But if you are not sure whether you prayed something, then you have to pray again, because that's the chiddush for making up the prayer that you would have to daven a second time.